forward to the four sons. There are four times in the Torah that the Torah tells us the commandment to tell our children about the Exodus from Egypt. And each time the Torah words it slightly differently. And we derive from that, from the fact that the Torah repeats four times, tell your children about Exodus, that the Torah was telling us that we can have four different types of children, and we're always responsible to tell them about Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person shouldn't say, well, he's only 4 years old, what's he going to understand? Well, tell him what he could understand. A person shouldn't say, well, he's not asking anything. So you encourage him. Keneged arba banim dibirat Torah, the Torah spoke about four children. Echad chacham, one's the smart son. Echad rasha, one's the wicked son. Echad tam, one's the simple son. Ve'echad sheino yodea lishol, and one that doesn't even know how to ask. Chacham ha'omer, what type of question does the smart son ask you? He asks details. He says, ma ha'idot, what are the mitzvos that are testimonials? Ve'achukim, and the statutes. Ve'amishpatim, and the ordinances. Asher tziva Hashem Eloheinu etchem, that Hashem our God commanded you. So he's asking you all the details. Tell me all about the different types of mitzvot. So you see, he's a chacham. So you tell him all the laws of the Pesach offering. Tell him everything. Up to the last halacha, the end of the meal, where you don't go off for dessert after the Pesach. Tell him everything till the end. And you, the father, no excuses, no dessert tonight. You don't go off to your friends. You sit down and answer all his questions tonight. Don't go off to your neighbors. And tonight you stay home. Tonight you don't go out for dessert. After the Pesach, no afikoma, no going out for dessert. Stay home and answer all his questions. Rasha ma'omer. What does the wicked son say? He says, ma avodah zot lachem. What's this toilsome work you guys are doing? What are you doing this? Lachem lolo. Notice he's saying, what are you guys doing? He's saying, I'm not interested in this. Ulefisho tzit atzmo min haklal. And because he's excluding himself, kafal bi'ikav. By excluding himself, he's basically saying, I'm not one of the believers, I'm not one of you guys. So he's denying a basic principle of Judaism. You have to dull his teeth. You have to tell him something that'll give him an answer that'll put a little sour taste in his mouth. Tell him, you know what? That's why Hashem did this for me when I went out of Egypt. That's why I'm doing all of this. And you're telling him, hey buddy, with this type of attitude, leave it alone. Me and not him, if a guy like you would be there, he wouldn't be redeemed. So the Rasha were telling him, hey buddy, you better shape up, because with this kind of behavior, people like you didn't make it out. You got to rethink the attitude you have to Judaism. Tama umer. Notice we answer the Rasha. We tell him, we tell him, look, because of this, you see the matzah, you see, because I was faithful to these traditions, because I stuck to my guns, I did the Pesach offering, because of this, everything you see here, because I stuck to it even in tough times, Hashem did it for me. But you, your attitude is, oh, why, it's toilsome, it's hard. Tama umer, what does the simple, the wholesome, what does he say? He just looks and says, mazot, what's going on? Yeah, you ever see a kid like that? You've seen that, right? Yeah. What's going on? I remember one Seder, one of the kids went to sleep before the Seder, and we thought they were out. In the middle of a Seder, this kid comes out in pajamas, looks around, sees all the guests, sees the matzah, looks at me and says, what's going on? I'm thinking, oh, that's the time, okay. So I put him on my lap, and I said, okay, now let me tell you what's going on. He's half asleep, didn't get too much. Okay. So you tell him, Hashem took us out of Egypt, the place of slaves. He took us out there with a strong hand. You tell them on his level, you have a son who he doesn't even know how to ask. You encourage, you initiate the subject for him. The pasuk says, you tell your son, you initiate the conversation, and that's day encouraging him to say. And you tell him, you see this? You tell him, look, you see this matzah? Hashem told me to eat a matzah on this night. We were all in a tough state in matzah. Bavur zeh, you show him hands-on education. You see this? This is what was in Mitzrayim. You see this? We're busy mixing. Some, I guess, hate when I do this. I take the haroses and start mixing. And I tell the kids, look, it was really tough. We're mixing the mortar. And we worked really hard. And Pharaoh was a very wicked person. He took
babies and he threw them into the mortar, and people would be mixing, and then I pour the red grape juice inside, and they would see blood swirling, the poor children and the poor people. And Paro was so wicked, he didn't care. He just threw those babies in. What a wicked person. Look at how Hashem punished him and took care of us and took us out. And the kids, everyone's, all the guests are looking at Haroses. And like one guest once told me at the end of the Seder, "You made Pesach sound worse than the Holocaust." Stim, you're right. It was worse. You're right. It was. Mission accomplished. That's how he felt. Mission accomplished. That's what happened. He said, "I don't like it. When I was a kid, Pesach always was a fun time. We always looked at the nice parts. The beautiful." I said, "Yeah, there are nice parts. We made it out. We're alive. It's beautiful." But you can't forget, the Seder is also about what we went through. The Seder, the halacha says you pour in the wine, and that's the idea of pouring in the wine. You show that point. Meaning a part of the Seder is to understand that part of it too. We don't get that as kids. So, where were we? I switched. I go this by mistake. So now we discussed how our obligation tonight is to speak to each person on their level. Obviously, some kids are not yet on the level to tell them that. They're going to have nightmares if you start telling them that. That's not, got to be intelligent, right? Yachol Rosh Chodesh. A person might think from Rosh Chodesh already you start telling your kids about Pesach. Talmud Lomar Bayomahu. That's why the Torah says, no, on that day tell them. On the same day you left Egypt, you tell them on this day of the year. This is when it happened. You tell me maybe I'll start in the afternoon. You know, I'm bringing the Pesach offering in the afternoon before Pesach. So maybe I should also start telling about the Exodus from then. That's why the Torah says when you tell him, you tell him because of this. You're pointing to something. What are you pointing to? This means you can point to the matzah. You tell him about the matzah we ate in Mitzrayim. You tell him tomorrow. You tell him take a whiff. Smell how bitter it is? Try. No, that. You tell me, see how bitter it was in Egypt. You just smell it, you want to cry. Babulze, you show him, this represents the bitterness. This represents the redemption. And then we are now about to fulfill the rabbinic institution in Magid of Matchil Bignut Umsayem B'Sheva. So we'll start a new recording.